call received from Home Care Agency.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hey, I was wondering, I'm looking for a home care service or agency that allows a POA to be the caretaker.
What's the APOA?
Excuse me?
What's the APOA?
The APOA?
What is that?
Oh, no, that allows a power of attorney.
No power of attorney can legally get paid to take care of another through the waiver program in the state of the state. No power of attorney, no legal guardian, no spouse. Those are the only three restrictions. Anyone else can. Any friend, family, trusted loved one, or the POA can temporarily disassign themselves until they could get themselves registered with the agency and then get paid. And then when they do need it later on, remove themselves from the care plan and then add themselves on as the POA again. It's up to you.
Okay.
Would you like for me to assist you?
I'm in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yep, we're in Lancaster. We're licensed in Lancaster. I can help you.
I would like to find out more information.
Okay. So what's the patient's first and last name? I can look them up and see what they have right now. See what their waiver is like. See how we could get you to help me. What's their name?
L-U-Z, Luz.
Luz, okay.
Yeah, L-U-Z, Z as in zebra. C-I-R-I-L-O.
C-I-R-I-L-O, Cirilo?
Yeah, C as in cat, yeah.
Okay, and her date of birth?
10/01/1948.
Okay. And are you the caregiver doing all the hours, or are you splitting your time with another caregiver?
I came in to live with her.
Okay. And what's the caregiver's first and last name?
J-A-T as in tomorrow, M as in November, I-E-L, Jat Neal.
Okay, and the address to Ms. Luz?
453 South Lime Street.
Lawn Street?
Lime as in lemons and limes.
Got it. And the city?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
And the zip code?
17602.
All right, let me check to see real quick her care plan. And you currently are the POA?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how we can work around that. You might have to remove... What's your relationship to the patient?
That's my mom.
You might have... Did you get legal documentation for that?
Yeah.
You might have, you don't have any other siblings that you can temporarily pass the POA to in case something happens to her while you take care of her?
Yeah. Okay. So my sister's secondary on the list. But
so if you're going to get paid to take care of her, my suggestion to you is, okay, for you to temporarily remove yourself from being her POA, leave it for your sister, because one of you guys have to take care of her. But you guys are not going to be able to get paid if you're her power of attorney. So remove yourself, since you're the one that's going to take care of her. Keep your sister active on there so she can make any decisions on behalf of your mom. And then you guys can probably, you know, discuss any decision-making together. And then if she does need it later on, you know, either switch roles with your sister or put yourself back on. She has an she has eligibility to submit the referral. I see it here. She has eligibility. She's not on it though, but she is eligible.
Okay. You
can submit the referral.
Huh? I don't even know what's the payment on things. I don't even know the payment on.
So we have to wait for her to get an assessment. An assessment is where they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours she gets based on her disability. So what I'm going to do today is give you all the information that you're going to need, and I'm going to get you the assistance to get her started on the process, because it's a process. Because she has Medicaid pays for the program, but now she needs to get an assessment. So the assessment is the what determines how many hours, and then once she gets awarded the hours, then I can give you a rate, because we pay per county and number amount of hours she gets, because we pay overtime.
Because someone came, they did an assessment already, and then they told us that we were too late on applying, and if we wanted to appeal, and so
too
I don't
late
really
to
know.
Apply? What, there's no cutoff to apply? What?
Yeah, they said we had until February 18th, a deadline.
If you didn't meet the deadline for submitting paperwork, if that's what the phase, is she in the financial phase? Let me see what phase she's in.
Yeah, I have no idea. I didn't know there was any kind of deadline.
There is a deadline to submit the paperwork. So, like, let's say you're in the financial stage, right? And they're asking you for bank statements. They're asking you for doctor's notifications. They're asking you for a list of your mom's disabilities. They're asking you for a list of her medications. If you don't give that in a certain amount of period of time, I don't know what time frame that is, they close it. Because then they figure you don't need it. So it's time sensitive. Anything dealing with Medicaid, everything is time sensitive. So you need to ask the broker, hey, how much time do I have to get this information back to you? Hey, what's the quickest that I can send this information to? Because if they don't see a response from you, they'll close the request, okay? But that doesn't mean nothing. You heard? That just means that you got to start it again. So if they already went and they started the process, we're going to try to pick it up right where they dropped the ball, okay?
Okay.
Now, what's your last name, Jatneel?
Cirilo, same last name.
And a good number to reach Miss Luz?
Hers or mine?
Well, I'm going to put you down as the point of contact for everything. We just need a number for the patient.
Okay, 717.
717.
Yeah. 344. 1551.
And would you like to add your sister as an emergency contact to your mom and yourself?
Sure.
Okay, what's your sister's name?
Sonia, S-O-N-Y-A.
Sonia, and a good number to reach Miss Sonia.
717-925-9299.
So that's 717-925-9299, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to need you to write down some information. Just let me know when you're ready, okay? What are your mom's disabilities? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
So I want you to write Medicaid broker number down. That's Medicaid broker number. The number is 877-550-4227. That's 550-4227.
Okay.
1 second. You're the point of contact, right? And POA. I'm not going to put POA. I'm just going to put point of contact right now, okay?
Okay.
I want you to write Medicaid ID number next to that phone number. Your mom's Medicaid ID number is 970. One 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 four. That's 3111414. One,
sorry,
two,
can you,
seven.
Can you start over? Sorry.
Yep. Yep. 970.
Uh huh.
1114.
Uh huh.
127.
Okay.
Now I'm going to give you the agency's information that's going to hire you and possibly assist in any future, okay? The agency that's going to hire you and assist your mom onto services is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Yeah.
The agency's phone number is 267 551-7400. That's 267-551-7400.
Okay.
Now, not only does she have active Medicaid, she also is eligible for the referral, but she also has one of the four providers that actually cover home care services. So you're in luck because this is going to happen a lot quicker than you thought, all right? I'm going to be transferring you to Ms. Yes, absolutely. To Mr. Natasli, he's going to further assist you with that call. He's also going to be helping you, sending you your hiring application and all the things you need to get you started. Okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second while I see if he's available. 1 second. Please hold. Also, my name is Jasmine. It's been a pleasure assisting you, sir. You call me if you need me, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir. Please hold. Sir, are there any minors in the home residing with Ms. Luz?
No, no.
Okay. I'm just adding your information in as the point of contact to your mom before I transfer this call. And is this a good number to reach you, the one on my call ID?
Yeah.
Would you like to list an alternative number?
Hers can be an alternative number. Her, my mom's, the 1551 number.
Got it. All right, transferring now. Please hold. Why isn't this letting me do this? 1 second. There we go.
Hi, it's Naftali with Family First Care.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Which one are you speaking with? Yes.
This is Janelle Cervillo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jasmine transferred you to me?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So let me just go ahead and pull up the file. Okay. First, let me ask you a few questions to see if you qualify financially, and we'll go ahead and explain you the process. Are you making more than $2,900 per month? Hello? Hi, Jet Neil. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah. Are you able to hear me?
Okay. You said if I make $2,900 a month.
Yes. If you're over that limit.
No.
No. Okay. Perfect. And just to confirm, you're applying for yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any assets like a house on your name or anything else?
No.
A life insurance policy or any car?
The car?
Yeah. Do you have one car or do you have?
So it's the car is in my mom's name right now.
Another name. Okay, perfect. And just one more question. Two questions actually. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and do you have any minors under 21 living in your house that you support them financially?
No.
No. Okay, perfect. So you should be, you're in within the limit, so you should be able to qualify. Now, my name is Naftali. I'll be the coordinator to help you along the way, and let me explain you why the process takes in, and then I'll get you started with the first few steps. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So bear with me with 5 minutes or more, so I'll explain you the process. So basically, you'll undergo two assessments. The first one is with the PAIEB, which is the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. So they will come down to your house and assess the financial eligibility of yours. And it's going to be an in-house assessment, which you will call and schedule. I'll actually transfer you once we finish the call to get you scheduled for the first assessment. Within a few days after the first assessment, the aging agency will call you to schedule the second assessment, which is more like a functional assessment. They will determine your needs and will also be an in-person visit in your house. Along with these two assessments, we will need two things now. One is the PCP form signed from a doctor stating that the patient needs services. So we have our telehealth doctor that can help you with that. So one second. I see over here in your file that the name is Los Cirillo.
Yeah, Cirillo, yeah.
Cirillo, oh, okay, that's you.
No, that's my mom.
Oh, so you're applying for your mom. Okay.
Yeah, I'm Jet Mel Cirillo. I would be the caretaker.
Okay, got it. So and all the financial questions that I asked is about the patient. So the patient is within the limit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So again, so with together with these two assessments, we will need to have the PCP form signed from a doctor that the patient needs services. So we have a telehealth doctor that can sign it over the phone, and we can go ahead and schedule it. Would you like me to go ahead and request a telehealth doctor for an appointment
over
the phone?
Okay. Sure.
Let me see. I'll go ahead and create a referral real quick. And
and when will we do this?
So we'll go ahead and call in a minute to schedule, and whenever you will be available, they will, you know.
And what's the process on that? Do they interview her?
Yeah, so they just ask a few questions. Before, they will need the medications list from the pharmacy. They can call the pharmacy, and then they will ask them, like, some medical questions, medical history, and it's a 15-minute phone call. They can ask it from you, either from the patient, whatever works with you.
You said 15 minutes or 50?
15.
Okay.
Yes. 1 minute. Putting in the patient's name, Brillo, Leo, X. I'm putting in the date of birth, it's October 1, 1948, and the patient is a female, and I'm putting in the phone number. That's your phone number, 7173336813. 7173336813. Okay. Right now, saving the referral over here. Okay, so now let's go ahead and call in the telehealth doctor to schedule
an
appointment for you. So if you can hold for just 1 minute.
Thank you for calling New York Beth Medical.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Miala. This is Naftali. I have a patient's caregiver. The patient's name is Luz Delilio, and the portal ID is 576-397.
Luz Cirillo.
Yes.
No problem.
Hello?
Go ahead and transfer. Yes.
No,
there. Hi, good morning.
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Mihaela from the clinical department. I'm speaking with Mr. It's regarding Mrs. Luz Cirillo. You are the caregiver,
yes,
or the husband? Yes. Okay, in order to schedule... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I cannot hear you very well. If you can stay a little bit closer to the phone, please.
Yeah, you said...
You are the caregiver?
Yeah.
Okay, so in order to schedule the appointment for Mrs. Luz, to complete the form for home health aid services. I have the earliest availability, let me check for day 18, that will be on Wednesday. May it be between 11 and 1, or between 1 and 3, or 3 to 5.
What, this Wednesday coming up?
I'm sorry?
That's this Wednesday?
Wednesday, yes, day 18.
Okay.
What time will be better? In the morning, between 11 and 1?
Yeah.
Okay. And I need, please, the patient address.
Yep, it's 453 South Lime Street.
Yes.
Apartment 306.
306, yes.
Yeah, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
And the zip code?
17602.
And I need also, please, the pharmacy number for the medication list.
Which medication?
The medication list, we need the name and dosage, but the pharmacy can fax to us. For that reason, I need the pharmacy number.
Okay, we have CVS on Lidditz Pike. Let me get that phone number.
Thank you.
CVS. Sorry, okay, yeah, the phone number. Seven one seven.
Yes.
39397.
Yes.
00369.
69. Okay. And does Mrs. Lutz have any other insurance or only Medicaid?
Just Medicaid.
Only Medicaid,
right? Okay, I have it. Perfect. Thank you so much for your time and collaboration. So for Wednesday, between 11 and 1, the clinician will contact you to complete the form. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, so now that we have this scheduled, let me go ahead and finish the what the process is. So we have the PCP form, and now to the financials. The county would want to verify any financials that the patient, you know, has. So what is the income of the patient? Does she have, like, social security income, disabilities, pension?
Yeah.
Social Security. Okay, perfect. So the county would want to see, and does it go into a bank account or direct express card? How is she getting it?
Yeah, we have bank records, and we have all the bank records and all of the award letters and all of that. Yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. So you say that the Social Security goes into the bank account, So for any bank account that a patient has, the county would want to have like 5 years of statements looking back. And for the Social Security income, they will need a award letter. So if you can also start working on that, so we're ahead of the game, so the county will request it later on. So that will be for the financial verification. So once the file is completed, they send it over to the county, the broker sends it over to the county, and they will review the eligibility. And once they approve, they will notify you that you're approved. Then the insurance will assign you a service coordinator who will come down and assess to see how many hours the patient needs, and will get you onboarded to be the caregiver as well. And you'll be able to start care. So the whole process might take up to 2 months. But, you know, if we're on top of it and, you know, trying to get everything done as needed, it might, you know, take a little bit, you know, quicker. Let's say the county has everything and, you know, all assessments made in time, might be much quicker. So that's basically what the process takes in. And, again, my name is Naftali, and I'll...